Step number four in our process for achieving massive goals is to maintain positive thinking power. This principle is solely about establishing positive-oriented mindset. Okay, negative thoughts and energy are something. They're some of the most powerful, influential, and destructive sources of interference that you can regularly run into in your life. It sometimes is seemingly impossible to escape them. And this is why it is so imperative that we establish a strong, foundational, positive-oriented mindset. You may think that this just seems like seeing the glass half full, but it's much more than that, I promise you. Before I began living a healthy lifestyle, I was purely nihilistic, which for those of you who are not familiar with this term, it is synonymous with negativity. You choose to always see the worst in the world and in people. Everyone is out to get you, and the world is only ever getting worse. One of the exact definitions of nihilism is the rejection of all religious and moral principles, often in the belief that life is meaningless, and nihilism is extreme skepticism according to which nothing in the world has any real existence or significance. Okay? This philosophy is one of the most destructive and addictive and negatively life-changing ideologies I've ever had the displeasure of experiencing. It's vital that we do not subject ourselves to any form, variation, or comparison of this philosophy. Any and all negativity can and will eventually lead to you, to some form of mindset. Unfortunately, if you let the negative aspects of life get to you, you will eventually adopt this nihilistic mindset. I know that this will happen because I've been there before, and it has caused me to change everything about who I was and the way I acted, even to the point of severely harming those that I cared about, I harmed them emotionally and psychologically. Now, I don't want to constantly dwell on the negative aspects of trying to formulate a positive mindset, so let's bring us out of the doom and gloom, because we need to remember that one of the biggest mistakes in establishing a positive mindset is not just merely creating a negativity avoidance mindset. We need to create positivity focused mindsets. So make sure you make that distinction and that you are pursuing positivity rather than merely avoiding negativity. It's two vastly different concepts that you may think that you're reaching or working towards that goal, but it's going to draw you off in a completely different realm because of the focus, is different. You're focused on positivity or you're focused on the avoidance of negativity. So make sure you make that distinction and that you are focused on positivity. One point I always love to make when I'm talking to clients or just people in general is that if you've got haters, you're doing something right. So congratulate yourself. Think of it this way. If you want to accomplish goals that the average or common person cannot or chooses not to accomplish, you are making yourself the exception. Naturally, people are going to try and deter you from chasing your dreams because of many reasons. I'll explain two. One, it shows them that you are more courageous than they are because you choose to pursue your dreams while they are too cowardly to do so themselves, and it shows that to them. It shows how they don't have the diligence or the determination or the perseverance that you do, or the conviction that you do to accomplish your goal, and it makes them feel bad about themselves, so they try to tear you down. It's not that they have anything against you, it's that they have something against themselves and their lack of conviction. Make sure that you're not subjecting yourself to that. And reason number two, they may have tried to do some of the same things that you're trying to do right now before, and they failed, and they're either envious that you might succeed, or they're worried that you will fail, and that they want to kind of quote-unquote save you from the embarrassment. I've been there. I've done that. Don't go down that road. Now, we do need to make sure that we heed our mentor's advice and our, prominent people in our life who are giving us good amounts and bits of advice, but make sure that those bits of advice are coming from qualified people. Don't ask a, investor how to get relationship advice. If they have, let's say they're divorced and, their relationship with their kids is poor, you ask them for financial advice. You're not going to ask them for how to develop a relationship or hold together a family, right? So just make sure that when you take advice, that you're taking it from a person that is an adequate source of that advice, but I would encourage you to be skeptical yourself of some of the things that people try to, you know, quote unquote, save you the embarrassment from, because they may just not have reached that goal themselves because of their lack of determination or perseverance. That doesn't mean that you can't accomplish it. I promise you, you can accomplish anything, anything that you truly believe that you can and that you put 100% of your effort into over a long enough period of time consistently. The next thing that I want to talk about is the story of the crabs. Now, have you ever heard this story? Well, essentially, when a crab fisherman casts out his crab traps, they put a small amount of bait into the trap to lure the crabs in. One by one, the crabs come and they begin feasting on the bait. There's a little tiny hole at the top of the cage. They crawl up, they drop down in the hole, they get the bait, and they start feasting. However, obviously, the bait eventually runs out, and because there are crabs still lingering in the cage, more and more crabs are attracted to the crowd, and they climb up into the cage with the others. Once they realize that all the bait is gone, all they have to do is to escape is climb the walls of the cage and exit through the hole at the top to achieve their freedom. However, you know, once the crabs begin to climb, the other crabs at the bottom of the cage, they grab the crab who's climbing. They grab his legs, and they drag it back down into the bottom of the cage with everyone else. If the crab persists in climbing, they rip off their claws and legs, and they will eventually kill the crab. They will kill one of their own kind because it is one step ahead of them in terms of reaching its goal. Doesn't that sound a little bit familiar? We as humans behave towards each other like this every single day of our lives. Do not be a crab towards others. Help lift others up to their goals. Do not concern yourself with the opinions of others unless they are a proper source of advice for that particular goal you're trying to accomplish, like I mentioned earlier. Don't be a crab, please. The last thing for you to remember is that most people lack so much faith and belief in themselves that they will give up before they even start. This is such a negative influence and interference towards establishing and maintaining your positive mindset. You know, examples of this are when people have thoughts of losing weight. They never even walk through the gym doors to sign up for their membership. They give up before they've even started because they lack so much belief in themselves. Another good example is when people want to start their own small business. They get the idea, and then they don't even apply for the business license because they're too scared of the ridicule that they may receive from other people if their business fails. The embarrassment of investing in something and having it flop. All I want to say is that you do not give up on yourself ever. Never tell yourself or let anyone else tell you that you can't do something. Learn to maintain your positive mindset through these various forms of interference, and I promise you will be drastically closer to achieving your goals than anyone else or any other time before you.